Hi, I'm Antonio Centeno, the founder of Roman Real Style. Today, I'm going to be talking about the history of men's scars. All right, if you haven't already, please subscribe to our YouTube channel. By doing that, these videos will come right to you. In addition, if you like this, if you find it useful, I would appreciate it if you would like it down below. And I'm going to be linking you to my free 47-page ebook on men's style. Sorry, I've done this introduction, almost a couple hundred times now, but you guys should be able to memorize exactly what I'm saying here. Okay, so I've already talked about why to wear a men's scarf, and I talked about the functionality and the flair. Now I'm going to be talking about the history. After this article, or after this video, by the way, I'm also going to be talking about how to choose a men's scarf, and we're also going to get into various ways to tie a scarf. Okay, so let's talk about the history, and why is even this important? I want to hit this head on because I think a lot of guys, whenever they put on a scarf or they look to wear a scarf, they feel that in some ways it makes them less of a man. That you've had, you know, I don't know at what point it got hijacked and it's believed now that only metrosexuals wear this, or if you're wearing a scarf that you're sending some type of signal. You know, that's a bunch of BS. Because I'll just tell you from my experience and having, if you look at pictures of World War II, desert warfare, right now, look at desert warfare, and you'll notice that any guy riding up in a turret of a, you know, manning a machine gun, and he's exposed himself to the air, to those desert winds, he has a scarf on. And there's a reason he has a scarf on, because it's functional, because it works, and because history has shown that it's just something that makes sense for a man to protect his neck, whether it be from the cold, whether it be from any type of element, whether it be from sand. So, you know, just look to those type of guys, and if they're wearing it, I think that, you know, if it's cold outside, and if you have a functional reason to wear a scarf, then do it. And then it has the added benefit that it does bring a bit of fashion in. So let's talk about the history. Who were the men that before us have been wearing scarves? Well, we can go back over 2,000 years ago and go back to ancient China. And in fact, if you look at the terracotta soldiers that are buried with Emperor Qin, it's Qin Shi Huang. And for you Chinese guys out there, I apologize if I just, you know, butchered the name of the first emperor of China, of unified China. In any case, if you go look at his burial ground, which you can go look at these soldiers, they're made out of stone, they are wearing scarves. And it signified rank. If you think about it, a simple scarf, now this one doesn't signify any rank, it's just got a check pattern in it, but it has a very stark contrast, easy to see, and depending on the color, depending on the material, because as you may know, back in ancient China, and even, you know, for the last, even a few hundred years ago, fabrics like silk were protected. And if you had a scarf made of silk that you wore around the neck, you wore around the waist, it signified meaning. And nowadays we've got rank insignia, but that's pretty easy to have because we can mass manufacture them. But you think about a time period when all clothing was handmade, a simple scarf of the right color made from the right fabric is a great way to signify rank, and that's what it was used for. Now let's go forward a few hundred years. We see it pop up over in Rome. So it was part of the, the sudarium, and it was a normal part of a man's, a higher standing gentleman's wardrobe. So you didn't see the guys working out in the fields wearing this stuff. This was mostly for senators, and in fact, Emperor Nero. If you look on some of the coins, he is depicted as wearing a scarf around his neck, and it's something which did signify class. It didn't have the same rank that we saw over in China, but it still signified where a person was at in society. Okay, let's go forward a bit. Look at the Croatian military. They really impressed, I think it was Louis XIII, and this is around 1636, when the Croats really impressed him with their fashion sense, and they wore these scarves around there with it was a bright color, and it was part of their uniform, and he was really taken by this. And it then became part of French fashion. You started seeing people pull this stuff in, and for the next couple hundred years, scarves were a huge part of French fashion. Now let's go to Victorian England, and we saw Queen Victoria, she loved scarves. She loved these men's and women's scarves. So in her court, you saw this. And again, this is where it signifies the class of the person. You didn't see the common man so much wearing the scarf, but you saw the upper crust. And again, they were made from very high-end, intricately woven materials. And again, it signified that this person was of a certain social standing. We started seeing scarves become more common in the last 100 years. Now that we've manufacturing is much easier of materials like silk and wool, and when it comes down to it, they're very functional. So in World War I, when your men are fighting in cold, you started seeing scarves issued, and they were worn, and they worked well to keep men warm and to protect them from the elements. In aviation, think of Snoopy. You know, imagine Snoopy riding on his doghouse, and he's got his, you know, fighting the Red Baron. What does he have on? He's got on his goggles. He's got on a scarf. And, you know, the scarf blowing in the wind, a very iconic look that popped up during World War I in aviation, you know, with the guy out there just exposing himself to the elements. Because if you're, those of us that have flown know that the temperature drops a lot as you get up there higher. It can be 90 degrees on the ground, but when you get up there at a higher altitude, all of a sudden it's going to drop to 40, 30, and below. Okay, so that is a quick summary. Nowadays, scarves, again, they've kind of gone in and out of fashion. I don't follow fashion. What I say, follow function. Find a reason to wear the scarf if the temperature, if the elements call for it, and then the fashion is secondary. Unless you're really style savvy, then I guess you can try to pull it off with even a t-shirt, but I wouldn't recommend it. Okay, this has been Antonio Centeno with Real Men Real Style. Next, I'm going to be talking about how to choose a scarf for a man. I'm going to be giving you 7 great tips. I will see you in the next video or the comments if you've got something to add down below. All right, bye-bye.